You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. To see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in Boston.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is not like
and everything else. They just were too realistic.
And they're
to be
frozen like a
somebody manufactured.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot. The creature lives. Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
What you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party go hell. Out in the St. John's walls, Sasquatch doing his brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Off the hook, brother. Off the hook.
Hooking away, Tom. Hooking away.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, I've been sick. But I've been putting the left foot in front of the right, heel and toeing it down the road. You know, took a little time to rest up with those antibiotics. And thank you if it wasn't for you and me crashing at your place and you being so well and taking care of me a little bit there, Marco, with that wonderful wife of yours, Ann, I'd be in trouble here. Okay, but we got it back on the road and I'm going strong as hell. And I'm going to tell you people right now, we are on the verge. That's right. We're on the verge. Yours truly and my boys are going to be having some travels. Let me just put it to you that way, okay? We're going to be back on the road. We're getting cabin fever, folks. Myself and one of my other guys are going to be making a maiden voyage here real quick. We got our new rigs, and oh man, it's waiting you guys to see. I want to take some pictures of it when they're all hooked up and put them on the website there, and you'll all see how we're all duded up now, man. I'm gonna
man, what a thing! Ooh,
yeah. I spent a few days down here with my brother, and he got me back to health here, and he saw it. He knows where we're going, what we're doing, and what's it all about. But, you know, we've got so much show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get into a little soliloquy here. I don't know if you guys ever, you long-term listeners, maybe you'll remember this guy, Todd Standing up there in Canada.
And absolutely.
That's right. He has the Sylvanic creature. And I want to spell this out for you, Sylvanic, S-Y-L, BANIC.com. Todd is the guy that put the petition up along there to save this creature. He made a little bit of a movie and put it out there, and it played all over. And, of course, there's naysayers out there no matter where the hell you go. But you need to read the story. Some of them people went out looking for this thing and never made it back. He himself went out for 3 or 4 days, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police were called in because they thought he was missing. Didn't come back until 8 days later. Supposed to go out there for 3 or 4 days. It was a total of 8 days. They came back with some compelling evidence. And I'm talking about a picture of one of these creatures. Now, you can go to that site and look at it, sylvanic.com. And a lot of naysayers are out there saying, man, it's all bullshit. It's a costume. It's Halloween and all that crap. Well, I put a call into Todd. He just come back and he's relaxing now, trying to recuperate. He had an encounter with a grizzly bear. Those of you know what encounters with grizzly bears are like are a son of a bitch. I'll tell you that right now. I'll never forget the one Peggy and I had, and we were cornered in a cave. And believe it or not, this woman had a .22 caliber pistol. Got the goddamn thing as it was going up on its hinds, and got it right in its brain. The thing come tumbling down, or else it would have made mincemeat out of both of us. I'm indebted to that woman for the rest of my life for saving my life. She's one hell of a marksman. Besides, I'll tell you what, I'd have one of her against five of the muscle men in the world. But she knows what it's all about in the woods. But I want to tell you, this guy's got something out there. He saw three of them. He had his team out there. Okay, one was a female and two males. It just happened. It was this month, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you right now that something's going on. I've told everybody, okay? I've said it. You know, there's Paul Garnett up there in New York and talking about the migration of the New York and Pennsylvania migration route. He says he's got the proof. He wrote me. I'm waiting for him to call me back. I'm going to go on a maiden voyage here in about another week to 10 days, maybe sooner. If I can get all this other shit all done, I'm wrapped up in my elbows, folks. I got so much stuff going on, you have no idea, okay? But I'm going to head out. I'm going on a maiden voyage, just me and one of my guys. Just for right now, I want to make sure the new rig and the trailer got it all tricked out, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see it, okay? We got the best of the best. Got to do this because we got our TV show going to be happening here. We're going to be out shooting all over the country. But I got to tell you something. These things are on the move. The stories coming in from all over the country. I told everybody to keep their eyes to the ground and to the trees and their ears open. It's happening. Here, this guy took a picture. Well, everybody's out there, the naysayers are saying, you know, these wannabe flakes, saying, oh, well, it wasn't taken in this month, it was taken in August. Oh, but it wasn't shopped, whatever the hell you call that, video shopped or whatever the hell it is. I don't know what the problem with it is around that crap. I know the guy is pretty sincere. He's dedicated his damn life trying to pass that bill, that petition. Here he is out there. These people have lost their lives out there looking for this creature. They haven't come back. They haven't found their bones. They haven't found their bodies. Well, remember, man, you're going to territories where nobody has been. So what do you have? You got grizzlies that are man-eaters. You got panther mountain lions that are man-eaters. Okay? And you got natural, the terrain itself. If they won't kill you, that will. You're not, you know, fit, physically fit, know what the hell you're doing out there? Forget about it. You're a dead person. I don't want to sound like doom and gloom, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to tell you right now. You've got to know what you're doing. That's the whole problem here. Now, of course, you're going to get all these jerks out there. And I understand why. because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They've never been out in the brush. Closest brush they've ever been to is their backyard or a park somewhere. These guys are out there traversing terrain that nobody has. And yes, Billy Green out there in Connecticut, the 3D movie's coming along, and part two of Bigfoot Lives is coming along also. It's going to be a blockbuster, both of them. And I guarantee you when they come out, you'll get front row tickets in your city. I'll send them to you, and I'll send you the DVD as I did the first one to you, Bill Green. I hope you appreciate that, and it comes with a lot of love. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to sound too ticked off right now, and I'll tell you the reason why. I don't know Todd Standing very well. He was on our radio show once or twice. I don't remember Marco.
About 2 years ago.
Yeah. Talked to him a few times on the phone. He sounds straight up. I just, now and then, people send me the articles. I listen to him. If it's a video, a message, or an email, and I'll read it. But give the guy the benefit of the doubt, folks. Till you've been there, walked in his shoes, you don't know what the hell he's going through. You haven't been there. Right away, you look at that and say, oh, it's a costume. Yeah, I've been fooled.
50 miles out of nowhere. You got to.
Yeah. I've been fooled by the best. Boy, they had to go some. Not only fooled by the best of the people on the other side, I was fooled from the people who were connected with us. Because I believed in them, too. But they're flakes, too. So to hell with all that bullshit. That's a nothing. All right? We know where we're going with our life. We know where we're going with our research. We know where we're going with our studies. We know where we're going with our hotspots. And we know who we're dealing with now. And that's the only thing I care about. The rest of it's all bullshit. Those of you who know me know the truth. But give this guy a shot. And if you think he's full of shit, why don't you go out and walk a mile in his shoes? If he'll have you. If you're good enough to go. That's the big question. Now, enough with that crap. I gave you the website. Go look at the picture yourself. You make your own decisions. I'm not into that crap. The only thing I'm into is getting one of these creatures myself and bringing it back and letting the world see it. Let them determine what the hell this is. Now, we'll do some shout-outs, some friends. You know, you heard me talk about the snake man over there in Texas.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that guy has had, God almighty, more women than the Sheik of Araby. He's got his fan base with him tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He's got Angel Face and Rosebud. Welcome there, Rosebud. Welcome, Angel Face. Any friend of the snake man's a friend of ours. Paul Garnett, New York. Hey, man, I'm with you. I'm on the same page as you, Paul. Send over the migration, which you think, and you've got the proof. I believe you. Haven't talked to you in 2 years. But I know that you and I agree on one thing, that they're migrating north to south, south to north. Send it over to me, Paul. Let's take a look and discuss it. Growl me terror. Says, fix that damn podcast. Sounds like shit. I need my fix for the week.
We fixed it. What it is, it's a podcast. When they convert they got new software that they converted and puts a screech into it. And I fixed it so that I'll have to go back and fix the other ones, but any future ones will not have that squeak in it.
Good, good, good. Because, you know, I this guy says, I need, he needs his fix, man. If he doesn't get to hear the show each week, he goes nuts. He says he trembles all over. Well, you know, Marco Bill, it's up to you now to make this guy feel happy, okay?
Well, we fixed last week's, and I got to go back and fix the other 2 weeks.
Okay, buddy. Now, Noah Baird, got your invitation. Right, Noah Baird's writing this satirical book on Bigfoot and wants my comments and wants me to put a whole page on the back cover. Well, bullshit walks and money talks, Noah Baird. You're getting paid for this, and you want me to contribute into your book for nothing? You got some glue magoo? Call me. If not, don't waste my time. although there's others out there that'll do it for nothing. I've got a lifetime of expenses that just doesn't stop. And to talk about that, I'm gonna tell you guys something. Y'all heard me talk about Chuck Creel. He went on expedition this last weekend. He's all pissed off. Guess why? He says, man, there's a bunch of freeloaders, a bunch of flakes out there. Furthermore, we get out there, I spend my hard-earned money. I work in that fire department. He's a fireman, ladies and gentlemen. Never met him and didn't know the story. He went out with a pontoon boat and a truck and all this gear, and he supports everybody in his damn brother. God love him. He gets out there, and all these other leaner runners and flakes don't even contribute to him. And now he says to me, hey, Pop, now I know what you've gone through all these years in the beginning when all people started throwing stones at you. He says, but none of them had the money to go out there and do what you do or what I do now. I says, that's right. I says, welcome to the club. He says, now I know how you feel after all these years. Him and Greg Worthington, man, they're carrying on the cause down there for all of us. And all these people expect to come along as a freeloader. Well, it's not right, okay? That's all I'm going to tell you. It's not right.
Well, Chuck was going to be on tonight, but he got called in an emergency for work.
He gets called in on all kinds of emergency. That's all bullshit, too. But that's okay. I know Chuck, all right? And Chuck knows I love him. But the key to it is, when I call him, he's there, all right? That's all that matters to me. But he was right. He's right. He's tired of the bullshit, just like I'm tired of the bullshit. We're just going forward. We're going to do what we know how to do, and the hell with all the bullshit. All right. Now I want to talk about Bob Helfrich. Says to me today, he said, listen to this, Marco. He says, why hasn't anybody trained some dogs to hunt these Bigfoot? And I says, well, contraire, my fine friend, you have no idea. Back in 1973, Ivan Marks took some hybrid wolves out of Alaska. Pups. He trained them on the trail of Bigfoot. But I like your thinking, Bob Helfrich. I hope that answers your question. So all those years, 37 years ago, somebody did. The guy that trained me. Tom Panic says, when will we see the Bigfoot hunter on TV? Tom Panic, hold on to your britches because we're coming soon, son. You're going to see me and my boys. Just ordered our uniforms, our coats today. When you see them, everybody in the world is going to want one. They're gorgeous. Off the hook, like I say. Ronnie Roseman contacts me. You remember Ronnie? He's the one that Peter Byrne starred in his movie, paid him $20,000 to narrate it, called Shawanaki. He says, man, this stuff was made for TV, Tom. Can you help me? So he sent it to me, and I said, Jesus. I says, dollar late and a day short. I says, this isn't, I showed it to some people, Ron. It needs a lot of work. Shawanaki, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, it's an Indian terminology down there in the Meccosukee Indian Seminoles in Florida for the name of Bigfoot down there, which we know it as the swamp ape or the skunk ape. Sorry, the skunk ape. Ronnie, I can just put it out there, and anybody can help Ronnie Roseman, contact my producer, and we'll see what we can do, okay? Much luck to you. Emily Parker wants to pay us to advertise on our website. Well, you know what, Emily? Call me. You know how to get a hold of me. Just like you found me. And one of two things. Either I'll do it or I won't. But don't come to me with any of that crap. You know, $75, $200. When you got real money, then call me. Don't waste my time. James Myers, he asks, what do we do with our metal detectors in the movie? Well, it's pretty self-explanatory there, Jimmy. If you watched what we were doing and paid attention to what we were saying, is we were out there, and the bulldozers put all that dirt over a lot of electronic goods didn't want anybody to get hurt. And there was tunnels and caves under there. So if we would have found any metal, which we did, was 30 feet down, we didn't have the time or a bulldozer to get it out there, we could have found out possibly where these things were, maybe the habitation of these creatures. That's why we did them and used it. Bites pretty damn good, by the way. Ron Pachula, an avid website follower, wants to join us. Well, Ron, give me a call with your phone number or email me back. If we're in your area, we'll give you a dingle, have you come on out. So it won't charge you a dime. Want you to get educated, son. Robin Evans, seeing Bigfoot lives gave him peace of mind. I'm glad. I'm glad, Robin. It's not just you. There's a ton of people out there that have seen Bigfoot lives. Answered a lot of their questions. Also made them a believer now. People who bought Bigfoot lives have been with us constantly ever since. They can't wait to see Bigfoot lives too, ladies and gentlemen. Or Bigfoot 3D. And the reality show. You have no idea, okay? Unbelievable. Fahad, 15-year-old kid. He wants to join us this summer. Wants to know what he has to do to be a part of our team. He thinks the world of what we're doing. Thanks, Fahad. I'll let you know. Let me know also your area. Debbie Hanisco, Milwaukee. What are things going out there, kiddo? I understand you guys had a sighting. One of the creatures crossed the road. Fill me in. Let me know what's going on so I can let my family out there know. Will you do that for me? Thanks, Debbie. You know, and my girls, here it comes. Connie, haven't heard from you. I hope you're doing well, darling, up there in Canada. I know that you've been real ill. Becky up in Washington. What more can I say about you, Becky, that I haven't? You're a great gal. Just keep up the good work. Bo, down there in Alabama, you keep up faith. I'll be down there as soon as you know. Susan, Minnesota, kindness that you displayed each and every time me and my team... off chain. Thank you for that. You'll never be missed. Frankie in Mississippi. What can I say about you that I haven't said? Just keep up the good work, kiddo. Judy in Florida. You've done countless beautiful things for each and every one of me and my boys. Miss Calabash, wherever you are, kudos and salutations to you, darling. And you know what? It's not an end. I'll just say so long for right now to all my friends. But I want to give a little jingle out here and say hello to Alex and Angel Face and Baldy and Bill Green and the Chief Monster Hunter and GBRI Director and JJ and John R. and Lance Garrison and Meaty and Mike K. I mean, you guys are all over the map. And Rex, my brother, my son. Rex Howdy Shell, how you doing, son? It's been a while. Now the whole Bigfoot Hunter, Rosebud, and the list goes on and on. How about a special hello? JJ, I hope you're feeling better, okay? As Alex's friends and people, one of his people, he's not doing too well. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pray for him and make sure it all happens. Well, let's see what you got out here for a show for us, Marco. Well, look at here. Am I going to get a chance to meet this Theron, the Choctaw native?
Well, he's trying to dial in, and he's having a problem. But we're going to go with Bruce first.
Going up north to the Blackfeet, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Bruce, hit your star 7 button, please, and say hi. Oh, no. Ladies and gentlemen, our little control panel here had a major... Nafu, people will be dialing back in. Tom, I talked to Becky the other day. She's been sick for the last couple weeks. And she's going to go up in the next couple of weeks and investigate a where a guy from Texas, a kid from Texas, is with his family up in Washington, and he had a he had his family, and they had some experiences where this creature kept leaving stealing stuff off their porch and places like that, and then leaving little colored stones in its place. Bruce has popped up again too. And Snake Man is going to be on next week. Couldn't make it this week. Okay, Farron, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Why don't you say hi to Tom?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Well, listen, it's an honor to have you. Tell me what the weather is like over there where you're at in Mississippi.
Oh, well, it's rainy and muggy at the same time.
Okay.
It's quite humid out there, even though it just got through rain.
I see. Now listen,
you're
an intriguing dude. I'd like to know about all these encounters and things that have been going on over there. Now you're from the Choctaw region?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm a full-blooded member of the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians without the Southern accent.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what do you do for a living, Theron?
Well, I work with people with disabilities, but my hobby is, you know, I play rock and roll music, and I play gospel music as well.
Praise God. That's another musician. I'm you're an entertainer, and I like the entertainers because you're
entertaining
special things to special people in the show. Let me ask you something. When was the first time you had any encounter with one of these creatures?
Well, I can't say that I had an encounter, but I have some stories about it. You know, and I have the first time that I became interested in Bigfoot was when I saw the Patterson film. I must have been in like maybe 13 or 14. It's been, 1969, 70, somewhere along that era. And I've often heard talk about it, you know.
Are you in your 50s, Theron?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And, my experience, my first experience, and I do believe it was Bigfoot, and there was not, it was just me, there was like 10 other people that was there that night. I didn't get to see him, but I heard him, and I saw the things that Bigfoot was doing. And my friends, the ones that saw him, described him as huge and really black, you know. And that was the first experience I had with Bigfoot. And what we were doing is a bunch of us high schoolers, you know, we pitched in some money, and we went to go get some beer. And we sat around in the woods, you know, and we were just sitting around. We had a bonfire going, you know, and we were drinking beer and stuff like that. And one of the guys decided to get up and, you know, scrape the ground, you know. But then he said, "Who is that standing there by that big pine tree?" Everyone looked, and he said, "Yeah, what's that?" You know, and everybody, I mean, there was a big snap, and everybody ran out of the woods, you know. And I tried to run, but my friend grabbed a hold of me for protection and wouldn't let me go. And I tried to see what it was, but I didn't see it. And I kept, and my friend had a hold of me. And the only thing I could do was pick my friend up and run out of the woods, which was maybe a good 100 yards out from the road. And when we got outside by the woods, there was these young pine trees, maybe 10, 15, 20 feet tall. And they were all standing and really close to each other. And you couldn't just walk right through the pine trees because there was no room to walk right through it, you know, because of all these young, skinny pine trees, you know, all growing close together. You know, it was a line of them, and it was a thick line of them. And then all of a sudden, we heard the snap, crackle, and pop of something big walking toward us. And then we started seeing the pine trees swinging back and forth. And needless to say, we all ran, but that was the first experience that I had with Bigfoot. And the other guys that saw it described it as something very big and huge. So, and the other time, I had probably an experience with Bigfoot is another friend of mine that had also had that same experience that night. And this was years later, and people had been talking about something that looked like a big monkey, a big ape that ran across the road. The tribal police had seen it and talked about it, and we heard about it. Anyway, on that same road, a friend and I were down the hill from, it's called Beaver Dam, it's the tribal wetlands, you know, we have all sorts of animals and all sorts of reptiles, including alligators, and we're just having a talk and sitting around talking, and then we decided, nature called, and I said, well, let me step out here and, you know, use the bathroom, you know, just we're way out in the wilderness. And he got out too, my friend did, he said, well, me too. And we got through using the bathroom, and we're just standing here talking, and all of a sudden, this big limestone rock came out of nowhere and flew and hit the back end of my friend's car and crumbled to pieces. So I don't know what that was, but later on, I'm beginning to find out that the creatures that we call Bigfoot can throw objects. I think there's been documents about that, right?
Without a doubt. What do you call it in your native tongue?
I think many Choctaws have called it Na Lusa Chito. It's a big, you know.
What does that mean? Person?
It means the big black thing.
Big black thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe other tribes have names for it, but it's all different names, you know.
Yeah, let me ask you something else, Theron.
Yeah.
Where have most of these sightings been? Nighttime, daytime, in the mountains, rivers, where?
Well, we don't have any mountains here in Mississippi. We have red clay hills, and like now, my mother's house is situated on a hill, and the other story that I'm going to tell is the Choctaw Five decided to build a 300-plus-acre lake plus a water recreation area, which is probably the premier water recreation business in Mississippi, and it's really beautiful. But when they were clearing the land for over 2 to 3 miles, you know, and my mother lives just up the hill from the big 300-acre lake that, and the Geyser Falls, the water park, and when they were clearing that place up, there was a nature trail that's been there forever. I mean, Choctaws had always walked on the nature trail since, I don't know, it's forever. I guess, I don't know, it's just been there, you know. But my cousin and her son with a security officer today, was walking through the nature trail behind my mother's house. And she told me that, she said, I saw Bigfoot, you know, she was telling me, you know. And, my interest became heightened because I believe in Bigfoot, you know. And so I asked her more questions about it. She said, her son was walking on a nature trail behind my mother's house, and they came up to the hill, and the hill was going downhill. At the bottom of the hill, there's that Bigfoot, and she described it as she saw it. They saw it from the back end, but when they kept on walking, you know, the trail kind of made an angle. They could see just the size of it or something like that. Anyway, he was sitting there, squatting down and eating. He was obviously eating. He said, I said, what'd you do? He said, we just calmly walked on, and when we got to the area where they were clearing up all the land, he said they ran as fast as they could as soon as they hit the clearing area, you know. But that was a story that she told me, and sometimes later I saw a cousin's son, he's a security officer now, and I said, your mother told me what she saw behind my mama's house, you know, on that trail. And can you tell me what you saw? And all he said was, I've never seen anything like that in the woods. And he said, it looked like a very, very big monkey, is what he said. So, obviously there's a creature roaming around here, somewhere close by. I think now that there's that big 300 plus acre lake and that water park, I don't know, he probably moved off, or he might be still living there, but I have another story. On the main highway, which is adjacent to my mother's house and adjacent to the water park, there's a hill that comes down from the water park area there on that main highway. And my friend Gary and his wife told me that they saw something huge and big run across the road headed toward behind my mother's house. So, you see how this creature can be living there? And and this all happened in the same couple of mile radius, my experience in high school, and my experience at the tribal wetlands, or the wetlands is maybe 5 miles away, you know, and my cousin he saw and witnessed this creature sitting there squatting down eating, and my friend and his wife had run across, got across the road and toward my mother's house. So it's like two sightings there by four people, you know.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Aaron. Yeah. Let me ask you this. I don't mean to interrupt you. When was the latest
sighting?
What's the latest encounter anybody's had up in your region?
Okay. I don't know, but I talked to Wildlife and Fisheries here last year. 2 years ago. And the game warden, who's from your somewhere in, I think he was telling me he's from Minnesota, Wisconsin, or someplace, but he works as a game warden here on the Choctaw Reservation. So the way I like to talk about Bigfoot. My ears and eyes is always open. And I asked him if there was any Bigfoot sightings, because the park, and the wildlife and fisheries and all that is in that same vicinity. So I was curious to see if there was any sightings. And he said there was indeed a sighting close by. There was in the past couple of years, and that was 2 years back, must have been 4 years. He said there's been three sightings by three other people that was reported to them. And I don't know.
I don't mean to cut you off. I didn't know we're so late into the hour here. But I got three other guests. I got to cut them all in. But listen, I want to thank you for taking the time and sharing. By the way, are you on the roll?
Pardon?
Are you on the roll on the reservation?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. I hope that your remuneration is a great one. I know the Cherokees back there and on the East Coast, they're doing very well.
We're the tribe here is one of the biggest employers in the state of Mississippi. I think we're the third largest employers in the state of Mississippi.
Oh, that's great. Listen, next time we're out in Mississippi, maybe I'll give you a jingle and I'll share some hospitality with you.
Okay, just let me know what's going on the internet every now and then.
You got it, my brother. We'll make sure that you know where we are and what we're doing. And thanks for sharing. Just mute yourself out. We got a lot more show and a lot more guests.
Okay, I'm going to be listening.
Good. Thanks, buddy.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, that was Theron, Choctaw Indians, Mississippi. Why don't we go to sell some DVDs, Marco?
Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in Boston.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is so light.
And everything else, they just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like
somebody
from
the
manufacturer.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives. Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Back to you, Tom.
Thank you, Marco. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our Bigfoot Lives, our award-winning movie, our documentary, our DVD. If you haven't, you heard me talk about it. If you haven't seen it, download it. Netflix has it. Amazon.com has it. Filmbaby.com has it. Our website has it. And I'm going to tell you this, Bigfoot Lives 2 will blow your socks off. It's going to have some footage nobody has seen. You've heard about all the national advertisements of media where people that had seen Bigfoot, the lizard man, the one up in Michigan with the DNR worker who picked up a dead deer, put it in his truck, turns around as he's doing the report in the cab of his truck, and here comes a Bigfoot, takes that and the trailer, the ramp, and starts booking it down the road. The guy was scared shitless, goes to the sheriff's department. We were the only ones he talked to on film. We've got all that footage, ladies and gentlemen. We got the lizard man back in the Carolinas. We got that. It's all going to be seen. All new footage. We're also going to show new footage of creatures, the real deals that have been identified and showing that it's the real deal. We're also going to be putting that hoax stuff in there. This is going to be a blockbuster. Bigfoot Lives 2. Let's see. Do we have my brother up the north up there in Montana on?
Can you hear me?
Hey, yep. I can hear you, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
How cold is it up there in Montana?
It was 45. I think it was 45 today. Nice.
Well, no, listen, that's bikini weather for you guys. What's it getting down to tonight? Did I lose you?
No.
What's it getting down to at night, Bruce?
It was 30, let's see, it was freezing last night, and it's been in the 30s.
Anyhow, what's going on up there, son? Talk to me.
Well, we went Bigfooting about 2 weeks ago. We went to the mountain, and the wind was blowing about 60, 70 miles an hour up there. We didn't make it all the way back to where we was going to go. But I did some whistling, and I think I faintly heard some whistling back at me up there, but I wasn't sure because the wind was too high. Then the next week, we went down below where we got that footage of those, I don't know, those two dark figures way off in the distance.
Uh-huh.
I think Lil Bruce sent you the email of them. I don't know if you got them yet, but...
Well, those emails that Lil Bruce sends take about a month, because I never got them.
Oh, yeah, well, he sent them, but we found we were going down the trail where we saw them figures going, and we followed that trail as far as we could, and we were going through the trail along the brush there, and we found two big balls of brownish, kind of reddish brown hair. And it snagged in the trees. We still got that. But it was kind of a fine hair, but I don't know what... I've never seen that kind of hair before.
Didn't look like a cow, horse?
No, it wasn't a cow or a horse. I know that. It could have been a buffalo, but...
How high up was it in the tree?
Five feet.
I got disconnected. Anything else down in your area?
No, not that I've heard of.
Okay. Well, I told, if you listen to me at the top of the hour, I'm going to be embarking on a maiden voyage here pretty soon, the next week to 10 days. It's going to be the two of us, me and another one of my guys.
And just
up for about a week to 10 days, 2 weeks the max. Just making sure the rigs are intact and the equipment's ready and to go, because we're going to be going out for quite a while now. I might just take a ride up there. I'm left out to see what's going on up in your area since you guys are getting so close.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everybody okay?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's fine, Tom.
All right. Kiss the kids. Don't beat the dog. Stay away from the hooch, and say hello to Donna and tell her we love her food.
Okay, I sure will. God bless you and the rest of the crew. We're praying.
Send back at you. And just mute yourself out. We still got some show left, okay?
Okay, star 7 or star 6?
Ask the maestro there. He'll tell you.
Star 6.
Star 6.
Jan's on, Tom.
All right, thanks. Oh, Jan, you there? Let's take you on right now.
I'm here.
Okay, buddy. I'm didn't need to accept my apologies. You know, I can't handle those buttons or the airwaves and all the other stuff that goes along with it. And, you know, there's the old expression, shit happens. Talk to me. What happened with you on your...
you're right. It does happen. I got hung up on. I didn't hang up. We've been dealing with rain here for 2 days, so we're still getting it.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me what's been going on. I heard that you just came back on another expedition.
Yeah, we got back. Well, actually, we got back 3 weeks ago now. But, we had some good things going up there. We had some whistles that went on Friday night. We had one of the teams was out, or one of our units was out on Saturday, and they had something that was paralleling them, moving, with them. And every time they'd stop, it would stop. And that went on for a while. I went out with the girls, took the girls out. And at the same time, and I found a tree formation that was just wild. we found another one that was had a limb break or a tree break. It was about 10 feet off of the ground that was just twisted and was hanging down to the trail that we were on. That was pretty wild. And about 25 feet behind it, there was another formation where two trees were crossing each other and leaning into another tree, and these were facing in the same direction as the tree twist was. So some kind of direction indicators or something. But it was pretty neat. We actually already planning our next trip back for March of next year.
Well, that's great. How's the winters back there by you?
They're calling for this year to be a pretty mild winter. You know, last year this time we was pretty much in winter already. It was early winter last year. But this year's been pretty mild so far is what they're calling for. So hopefully it won't be too bad on us. I know right before the show started, we got a stack of lumber stacked out beside the house, and it's a handicap ramp. And the longest pieces are like 25 feet long, and they were stacked on top of each other. And this is right outside mine and Renda's bedroom window. And we heard a big crash out there, and I ran out there, and one of the pieces of lumber has been pushed off the top and laying waist down between a refrigerator and the lumber. And it just didn't fall off. So I'm going to go out there tomorrow and check and see if I can find some prints or something. But we've had the activity picking up here a little bit.
Well, good. You know, I'm going to take this maiden voyage, like I said, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a circle, complete circle. I'm going to leave California. I'm going to go up north to Washington. I'm going to cross over to Montana, Minnesota, go down over to New York, come down to Florida, then hit down there at Alabama, Georgia, go up to Texas, Arizona, then come back. So if you hear me knocking at your door, I hope you got some room on your floor.
Oh, we got room. We got that covered.
Okay, buddy. All right, listen, thanks for sharing with us. And I got a couple of more guests here. I want to get some things. Just mute yourself out, okay, Dan? Good talking.
Okay, Ben.
God bless, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Gentlemen, Dan Allen down there in northern Georgia. Let's get out there to Arizona. Mitch Waite just came back literally hours ago. Mitch, talk to me, son. What's happening?
Okay, yes, I just did get back a couple of hours ago. And, all right, are you still there?
I'm waiting for you.
Okay. Anyway, we while we were up there, we interviewed three hunters that were camped in our normal camp spot. We ended up camping down a little ways further. But during the night, we heard some screaming from their camp. And the next day when we interviewed them to find out what it was, something shook their trailer. It was a big trailer, one of those cab over trailers that's towed with a truck.
Right.
But it shook it hard enough to make things fall off the table and stuff like that. And it was actually one of the ladies that was screaming. But they did have a interesting night after that. Then I returned. I got my cameras back from up there. And I've got some interesting photos that I'll be working on. I'll be posting them and giving a link to you guys so that you can take a look at them. But yeah, activities up there is really going on, even though it's deer season and there's a lot of hunters up there.
Has the weather really changed? Can you feel it at night?
Oh yeah, it's definitely getting colder. It's going to snow anytime.
Okay.
So
that's what I'm waiting to hear. All right, that sounds good. Well, listen, Mitch, thanks so much for sharing and taking the time. I'm going to tell you the same thing I just told Jan. I'm going to make this circle and zigzag through the center, and Arizona will be the last state before I hit back to California. So I hope that when I find out where you're at, that we can share a fire, you and I, and have a cup of Java and tell some tales, you and I together.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, buddy. Just mute yourself out. I'm going to talk to Alex here in a second.
2 minutes. 2 minutes, Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay, just came out literally out of the mountains out there in Arizona. We're going to stay in Arizona. Hit my boy Alex. How you doing, son?
Hey, Pop. I'm doing well, doing well. You're getting me all excited here.
Well, you better, because I'm telling you, I'll know exactly Monday. I'll tell you what. I'm going to make a guess. I'm thinking I'm going to leave by Tuesday. Okay?
Wild.
So get yourself ready, and I'll have you fly in wherever I'm going to be, and then we'll just take off and be gone for 10, 14 days, okay?
Awesome. You got heated seats or what?
I do. We got heated seats. We got cool seats. We got the front two captain's chairs in this thing go all the way down into a bed. We got climate control. We got 9 speakers. It's a Bose system and 9 Alpine speakers. Totally soundproof. We got the mattress in the back if we want. We got the DVD players with remotes in them. I mean, you name it, we got it. Okay, we're going to be styling down the road. I'll guarantee it. I just got to make sure that everything is going to be working tip top shape. I need to know that you're okay, too.
Oh, it sounds nicer than my house. It's going to be more comfortable than staying home.
Well, let me tell you this. When I'm in the captain's chair and then there's a navigator to the right of me, you think you're in your living room, okay? So put that in your focus. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's late. We got to go and forgive the mishaps that happened. Snake Man, you call me because I don't have your number.
I'm going to send you his number in an email.
Okay, thanks so much, Marco. He needs me to talk to him. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America. Thank you, Marco Bill. I'll be ready for the meeting at 8:30.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
Turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yeah, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams. Break in day, we'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size and everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody manufactured
this. The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives. Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. What brought them together? Reason for the facts.